Ladies and gentlemen, we present a radio program in English.
I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
And now, on London Taxi Radio, it's the Mick the Brit broadcast with Mick the Brit, broadcasting from a secret location south of the river. And here's your host,
Mick the Brit.
Oh, General, thank you so much.
Well, there's no escaping it, is there? It's Christmas time. Christmas 2018. Now, I don't know about you, but after the events of the last few weeks, I'm demoed out and I'm Brexited out. So that just leaves one thing. That's right, Christmas. It's here, whether we like it or not. So, this week's broadcast isn't going to be the usual fare. Thank you very much for downloading and being there with us. And if you're thinking, it sounds a bit different this week, well, that's because my mixer, it was gaining hums. Now, I just about got through last week's broadcast, but thanks to SPD, Sean Paul Day, and Mina, I now have a spare mixer. So thanks very much to them for lending me this and for enabling us to get away with doing another one of these here broadcasts again. Let's have a Christmas song, yes, Joe Louis, John Cox.
Christmas time with you.
Joe Louis, John Cox, Christmas Isn't Christmas Without You. And that one passed the test because we didn't want to upset anyone in the Snowflake PC Brigade. We have been very careful with our Christmas tune selection. More about that later on.
Hi everybody, this is Joe Louis. Myself and John Cox have been working hard in our studio, writing and recording our brand new single, Christmas Just Ain't Christmas Without You. And we are thrilled to say that it will now be available from Monday, the 26th of November, 2018. Although it is available to pre-order on iTunes from Monday, the 19th. So go on, order your copy and stick it in your stocking for Christmas. It's a cracker. And we guarantee that you'll be humming it all over the holidays. And I don't know about you, but having a Christmas single in the stores, it's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Thank you so much for your support. Have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Walk in
the
park,
the bells... They... The Mick the Brit Broadcast.
Hi everyone, it's Kate from Russell Square Cab Shelter. Just asking for help, please, and support. I've been really lucky that in the past 4 years we've had a Feed the Homeless Christmas dinner here at Russell Square, and we've had such great support from London taxi drivers and the general public that I'm asking for help again, please. Well, this year, in conjunction with the Taxi Drivers Charity for Military Veterans, we'd like to reach out to homeless military personnel on the street, which there are quite a lot, and we've all seen them. I see them on a daily basis. Probably they're through lots of mental health issues, which has been really highlighted this year, and we just feel that that's an area that we would like to help this Christmas. So on Tuesday the 18th of December, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Jude and myself at Russell Square, along with some helpers, will be serving Christmas dinner to anybody that comes along. I mean, we're going to have some lovely guys coming down, which are military veterans, maybe a few guys from Headley Court, I'm not really sure. We would just like to get this group of people together just for some connection, and hopefully the guys that are not on the streets can help the guys that are. And we just feel that it's our little bit of goods and goodwill over Christmas, which is really what Christmas is all about. So we would now like, if possible, and are asking for donations of warm clothing, i.e. jumpers, tracksuit bottoms, hats, gloves, scarves, chocolate, toiletries, biscuits, anything really that we can put into a shoebox and wrap, so that everybody that attends that day gets a Christmas present. So really, I'm just asking for any donations and any help. Every little thing, you know, will make a difference, even a pair of socks. So if you're passing by on your way to King's Cross or Euston and someone bought you socks last year that you're not using this year, if you could drop them into us, it would be greatly appreciated. If we could possibly have any donations by 4 p.m. on Sunday the 16th, just so we could wrap the boxes and get them all ready. Can I just say thank you to the Taxi Drivers Charity for the Military Veterans for their donation, and obviously working in conjunction with us to do this. Also the Cabman Shelter Fund that support us and allow us to do this every year, and Plan Insurance that have kindly made a donation for the meat and the food that we will need during the day. And just thanks to everybody. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody that comes will. Thank you for all your support, and Merry Christmas.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
What I've noticed about drivers over the years and talking to them is if they're not in an org, they don't want to be in an org. That's the main reason they don't want to be in an org. I mean, look at the representation they've had over the years, you know. And you can't argue that bad representation doesn't beget apathy. These people, they don't care about the trade in the same way as a lot of drivers do. They don't have that same pride and that idea that you're the custodian of this great trade that's lasted nearly 400 years. They don't have that. And, you know, you can't change people. They can only change themselves. And the best way to do that is to set examples. And there's so few of them about, you know, what do you do?
I'll tell you what, Paul, that is an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think if it ever ended up that he was in the dock, whether it will come to that, I don't know, but if it did, I think it would anchor on his answer, wouldn't it? Or even Peter Hendy's. Because who had the final say? Because I would say he could have had the final say. He could have been one of them or one of a team. Who ultimately signed it off? Because if that person, and it could be Mason, could be Hendy, was in the dock and he was asked, if TfL knew Uber wasn't entirely legal, so they knew there was a contravention there in the legislation, would they have still signed it off, or did they still sign it off knowing there was a contravention there in the legislation? And it'd depend on his answer, wouldn't it? It'd depend. If he said yes, then TfL are bang to rights, aren't they? You've got them. And if he said no, if they genuinely didn't know, then it'd be Uber, wouldn't it? And that's it. Mind you, having said that, TfL's still to blame in my book, because it's not due diligence, is it? They haven't done enough work to look into the system. If they signed it off without really looking into it, and there was probably mitigating factors, wasn't there, or benefits, then they should be in big, big trouble, because it would mean they're not fit to govern now. If they didn't look into it enough to recognise there was a contravention there, then they are not fit for purpose now, are they? So it's either one or the other. Either they're inept, or there was an engineered attempt to get them in the system, embed them in the system anyway. Both equally as bad as each other. The corporations, they'll take their opportunity, won't they? Whatever. Why should they have any responsibility? They'll just take whatever opportunity is presented to them. So it has to come down to TfL, enforcers of the law, not there to do the government's bidding either. They're enforcers of the law. And so everything stops with TfL. I mean, you have a point, Peter, but the thing is with the ITA, and one of the reasons why it can do what it does is because it's non-attributive. So the minute you then become a representation, you now have to go through a whole process in order to that for that demo to happen. Now, there is a preliminary. There is a bit of a process to go through. I speak to the police, and that's why I can't be part of the ITA when, you know, we the score. Because I'm not a spokesperson, but I comment and I have every sympathy for them. That's how we kind of get away with it. I think if you, minute you sign in to being representation, then a lot of responsibility comes with that, and a lot of absolvement of personal responsibility, if you know what I mean. So I think that's why it's a pressure group, and it's a non-attributive pressure group. It's for all kind of groups and individuals come together in protest against what's happening to us. It could be wider than that. It could be broader than that, because it is a human rights issue, after all. But I think that's what it's about, and I think that's why we do OK with it. The minute you get a Section 12 slapped on the whole kind of association or union, that's problematic. Individuals can get that, and that individual might not have to turn up, but it wouldn't stop the ITA from coming, because they have no responsibility to those who are there, and vice versa, if you know what I mean. Even though there is some due diligence, there has to be some due diligence, like not going to do tunnels or bridges and things like that, or exclusion zones. And I think that's, you have to make a what is the new term, dynamic decision making, isn't it? Dynamic decision making, what a crop.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
But baby, it's cold outside.
You might remember this song was in the news because somebody complained about it. Yes, one of the Snowflake PC Brigade was upset by this song, as it was really about male dominance over a female who didn't wish to be there with him, and he was just being domineering. And so as a result of complaining to a radio station, the song got dropped. However, here is my good mate Cigar Dave to give you the backstory to it.
Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's a great song. Dean Martin. It comes originally from the 1949 romantic comedy movie, a motion picture, Neptune's Daughter, starring Ricardo Montalban. I wonder back in 1949 if he knew what fine Corinthian leather was. And Esther Williams. And they played this song in a scene where She was ready to leave. He didn't want her to go because it was cold outside. Wanted to give her a cocktail. I'll let you listen.
It's cold outside. Got to go away. But baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you drop me off. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your father will be pacing the floor. Listen to the fireplace so roar. Really, beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I'll say, no.
Mind if I move in close?
Now, listening to this song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, it is in no way, shape, or form a date rape song. In no way, and this is the Dean Martin version, but in no way, shape, or form in the 1949 romantic comedy motion picture Neptune's Daughter did Ricardo Montalban say, please stay. I would like to rape you. I would like to have a date rape with you. I would like to assault you. I would like to put something in your drink. In fact, when we're done, we can sit on the fine Corinthian leather sofa. No way, shape, or form does he make any insinuations whatsoever. He's saying it's cold. Don't leave. Now, can you imagine if there was a song saying, baby, get the hell out of my pad right now, or get the hell out of my house, saying, I'm done with you, like Andrew Dice Clay. Sweetheart, I'm done. Go. Oh. Instead, he's saying, stay. It's cold. Have a drink. I don't want you to leave. I like your company. There is nothing sinister about the song. Yet, now in this age of hashtag Me Too, leave it to the feminists and someone to be offended. And this was brought up initially earlier this week when radio station WDOK Star 102.1 in Cleveland. Let me do a DJ voice. You're listening to Star 102.1 WDOK FM Cleveland. And now, another holiday hashtag Me Too movement song that we used to play, but no longer, Baby, It's Cold Outside. They pulled it after a listener called suggesting the song is inappropriate. Now, whoever the program director is at WDOK must absolutely have, and I don't know if it's a male or female, I don't know. But if it's a male, wussified beta, no nads. Nads do not exist. One complaint? All you had to do is look at the background and say, well, no way, shape, or form. Take a stand. I am so sick and tired of men at the first sign of somebody being offended, or even a woman being offended, or somebody complaining, a man being offended to a woman, or a woman saying to another woman, I'm offended, people immediately having to run to apologize. Why? No need to apologize. Say, look, the background of this song is very simple. There is no sexual or harassment connotation or date rape connotation in any way, shape, or form. Frankly, if they wouldn't have pulled the song, nobody would have made a big deal about it. Now, a number of other stations on the West Coast decided they were going to pull it, but then they put it to a vote, and of course, the vote was like 99.9% to say keep playing the song.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
So that got us thinking here at the Mick the Brit broadcast and indeed London Taxi Radio, because we've been playing Christmas songs in our rotation since the beginning of December. So that's the backstory to that song. But what about this one?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We can't have that. It encourages climate change. And this one.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Underneath the Christmas tree.
we can't have that one. That encourages stalking. What about this one? We can't have that one. Clearly, it's racist. Or this one.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
We can't have that one. Clearly, it's not sensitive to people that are audio impaired or visually impaired. What about this one? No, we can't have that one, because clearly that encourages bullying. So if you're a member of the Snowflake PC Brigade, then sorry about that. But that was the sort of selection process that we had to go through before songs were allowed to be played here on London Taxi Radio and the Mick the Brit broadcast.
I know recently the government were brought to task about, you know, breaching data, in particular with the ensuing saga between Trump and the Russians and everything else. You know, they had this new law, didn't they, about the GPRS. So for me, what I'm concerned about, Claire, is that, you know, the likes of the LTDA, they've got all our information on a database, and they're using this data without really the consent of the drivers and without the drivers actually being fully aware of actually what they're actually giving away. That's my concern. And they're using that to hold the controlling power within the trade itself, allowing them to sell the trade a lie whenever they want by sending their members an email. If you can get hold of the more recent email from the LTDA related to the more recent demonstrations at Bank Junction and London Bridge, you'll see exactly what I mean. But it's absolutely disgusting, because then are they asking their members to be able to access their information and the way that they're actually using that information? I think that's even more important.
Well, one of the trade orgs that do carry advertising did speak up about the meeting. The TOPS meeting was broke on Twitter by Danny Scarfe, who is the representative from the London Cab Drivers Club. So, you know, that's not a fair statement at all, Paul.
But I'm not digging anyone out, but that's what historically had happened. What it's about, though, is because there are no minutes. Anyone can say they said anything. Anyone can say they didn't say anything. It's not about individual organisations. It's about who has allowed and permitted this situation to occur where no minutes are taken.
After all, the RMT was there, I believe, at the TOPS meeting. There's nothing on their website. In fact, their website seems to have disappeared into the ether, and there's nothing on their Twitter feed. Whereas Danny Scarfe has been all over Twitter putting this out for the last 2 days.
Yeah, but I don't know who he is. This Danny Scarfe, whoever he is that the LCDC's Twitter feed? What have they said officially? Anyway, it doesn't matter what I say, what you say, what he says. If there's no minutes, we've got no record. The issue is we can't hold TfL to account for anything, because they can say, we never said that, you've taken it the wrong way. See, that suits certain people. We all know who those people are. It suits McNamara, it suits Massett, and for some reason, unbeknown to anybody, it suits Unite. It doesn't suit anybody else. So the thing is, how much longer are we going to attend these things whilst that situation is in case?
I have to say, look, I appreciate what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you. I mean, listen, anything that comes from Sam Scarf, I take note of, absolutely. I think the important factor is that minutes have to be taken so that irrespective of the org or association that is present at that meeting, the trader informed about what's going on. It shouldn't be secret. I think that's the whole point, isn't it? It shouldn't be that someone's got something over the other orgs or associations. That's not what they were set up for. They were set up to inform its membership of what is going on within the trade. And it goes to show that it's causing more damage than it's achieving in terms of what's beneficial to the trade. And, you know, the all of them, that is probably one of the reasons that the LTDA do not want, they're not, you know, they're quite happy to go into discussions verbally where nothing is minuted, because it means that they can deny they said it any more than they can say that they did say it. I mean, I think Paul's got a very valid point there, but I certainly respect and value what you said, Jim. I don't think it's a direct attack on somebody that does inform their membership. But what we've got to do, we should ask, we know, we should demand, not ask, but demand that TFL give minutes on any conversations, any dialogue that is being discussed about the trade's future. And that is something that we haven't got. We haven't got clarity on that. We haven't got no transparency. And this works perfectly for TFL and, of course, the LTDA.
I'm 100% behind that as well, Paul. I mean, I've been saying it for the last few years now that all the meetings should be minuted. I've wrote about it, I've posted it, I've put it on Twitter. You know, I don't doubt that at all. Yeah, that's a very valid point. But I just didn't like the inference that was in Paul's earlier comment. I thought it was out of order, because Danny, or Sammy Scarf as he's known on Twitter, he's an important person in the LCDC. He's on the committee. I'm not sure if he's vice chairman. I'm not sure, but he informs not just the members, he informs the whole trade about what's going on at these meetings, and he should be applauded for that, not slagged off.
I say it's not about me, you, him or anyone else. It's about the trade being informed by the people who should be informing them, which should be the minutes of that meeting published on TFL's website. It isn't difficult. They publish the TFL board meetings minutes. And if they're a remember, it's consultation, not negotiation. We're not talking about pay increases or someone being sacked or anything. It's about scandalous activities like the cheek to say, well, it's an electric cab only rank. Hold on a minute, these cabs have only been on sale for a year. Up to a year ago, that was the only cab you couldn't get. I'll tell you when they can have electric cabs only ranks: when there's only electric cabs. Simple as that. Why, or they're going to say that the last 500 drivers, of which I'll probably be one, that have got diesel cabs, well, we'll take your licence fee and make you have two MOTs and an inspection and all that, but we'll lock you out of your place of work so you and your family can go and f*** yourself. And I tell you what, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. And I don't care who or what agrees to anything, I'm not having it.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
Are you ready, Caddies? That's better.
Oh, when the snowman brings the snow, well, you just might like to know, he put a great big smile upon somebody's face.
Oh, oh, oh.
And if you jump into your cab for a quick smash and grab.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you lock your doors, because the piss Santa Claus are on their way.
Oh, I wish you Christmas every day.
the hands. Snow out for Christmas.
When you're driving through the park, if the snow cloud makes it dark, then your taxi sign's gonna light your merry way.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now the frosty hands appear for a taxi cab, my dear.
Oh yeah.
So we leave on the right, but see Adele's traffic's in our way.
Oh, I wish you could be Christmas every day. All the gifts I see on the back begins to play. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. So let the hands go out for Christmas.
My name is Sean, and I'm ubiquitous.
Give me another turkey burger, baby.
I write the theme tune, I sing the theme tune, I play the theme tune, dance the theme tune.
I got my fucking deal back. Only took 6 months. Have a coffee from Mac over here. Don't bother, he's still asleep.
And I've got the ass in the divorce, and I've sold it.
So when the snowman brings the snow, well, you just might like to know, put a great big smile upon somebody's face.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh.
And if Uber get the sack,
oh yeah,
we might get our cab tray back.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I got my badge and my bill and my cab, and it's better than a slave.
Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Oh, when the kids start singing and the band begins to play. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. So let the hands show out for Christmas.
Okay, you lot, take it.
Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. When the kids start singing and the band begins to play. Oh, I wish it would be Christmas every short day.
Oh, yeah!
Let the bells ring out for Christmas.
Why don't you hail a taxi for Christmas!
For Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
My name's Sean Paul Day, and I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Mac the Cab, and I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Nick the Brit here, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Parker Cabby. I'd like to wish everybody a Happy Christmas.
Hi, this is Joe, the Holman Cab, and I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody out there a very Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year.
Hello, this is Jamie, Super Cabby, and I'd like to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is the Gentleman Cabby, wishing all the listeners of London Taxi Radio a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Super Cabby and the LTR team.
The Mick the Brit podcast.
I've just opened a bottle. I'm down to my last bottle. And this is tequila. I don't normally drink tequila. God, it was sad because I've had a little sip already. I don't normally drink tequila, but this is something called Partida. So I'm going to imbibe in some more of this while smoking my cigar, whilst you're listening to Change and Searching. Turn this up loud. Give your bass bins a workout. Putting the bass in your face. Change with Luther Vandross. We'll be right back. featuring Luther Vandross and Searching. Whilst you've been listening to that, I've been looking at the bottle here of a tequila, which I don't normally drink. This particular bottle is called Partida. And on closer inspection on the label, it's 100%. My God. And I'm recording this very late Saturday night because Sunday I am going out on a Solar Radio Christmas cruise on the Thames, and I have to be there by 1 p.m. and it's already, it's into the wee hours of Sunday morning already. So yeah, that's why I'm tightening things up here on the broadcast here. So we've got one more LTR VOC, London Taxi Radio, Voice of the Cabbie. Thank you very much for contributing to this week's one. And I don't think we'll be doing it next week. I'm sort of done with it, really. So here's the last one for now.
Minuting the meetings was voted on a couple of months ago now, and it was a 3-2 in favour of minutes. That was the UCG, the LCDC and the RMT voted in favour of minuted meetings, and Unite and the LTDA voted against it. Now, because the UCG have withdrawn from all consultation, They have left it as a draw, and Mike Brown has now got the casting vote. So we're fucked again.
Excuse my ignorance on this matter, but why would you not want minutes taken? I don't quite understand. Perhaps you can enlighten me.
Well, I'm with you on that, Malky. You will have to ask Steve Mack or Peter Rose, because I don't know why they voted against minutes. It's obvious they don't want their members to know what they're not saying at these meetings.
Malcolm, have you got a spare few days for us to explain that one? Come on, listen, you want the minutes of meeting, don't you? You want to know what's being discussed. Do you think that you should be kept in the dark? Do you think that one org should say that another org said the complete different thing, or the complete opposite? We have to challenge all of this, because they're pretty much walking us into bloody oblivion otherwise. So it's certainly something we've got to look at, and I think that pretty much in a nutshell would explain it. You can't have discussions taking place about the vehicles that we're driving, the electric taxi ranks, you know, who's proposing consultations, what do they mean to our trade, all these things are going on, and we don't know whether someone suggested it or whether they said someone else was against it. And if you've got minutes, you can be clear about who said what, when and why. And that really should help all of us. And let's be fair, it's the trade that's always the last to know about anything. If you look at the more recent London Bridge and Bank Junction demonstrations, and you listen and you read the recent LTDA email, they're saying that it was done deal on the very morning and we didn't need to demo. That's just typical of the LTDA. Because we don't know what was said, they can just continue lying if they want to. And that's what it is. We're playing guessing all the time. We're professional drivers. We shouldn't be playing a game of guessing. We need to be treated with respect.
Are the RMT not invited to these meetings? Surely they would insist on minutes, or were they one of the five? Apologise if I'm missing that.
How does Grayling make out that Uber are a major player in transportation? They don't own one vehicle. They're little more. They're a grubby middleman who's prepared to pervert the democratic process. And remember, all this is a Ponzi scheme. They've got to give the illusion that they punch above their weight. And they're very little, but they're just the pimps.
Yep. As an old boy said to me when I said to him I was going to work nights in a shelter 25 years ago, he said, it's easy getting them in, boy. It's not so easy getting them out. He said, so, yeah, now and again, you've got to punish innocent with a guilty and ride by. It's all right for TfL and other people to say, well, you've got to pick them up, it's the law. Well, it's your safety and your family's future that's at stake. So err on the side of caution. It isn't your fault. They've had one too many. It's their fault. You're a taxi, not an ambulance or a Black Mariah. Be lucky.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
Number one. 20 years ago, yeah, she was still there. Share and believe. Share number one 20 years ago this week with Believe. Number one 30 years ago was this.
Time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Number one, 30 years ago, Mistletoe and Wine by Cliff Richard. Number one, 40 years ago, Boney M.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible said, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing a song, the music seems to come from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Boney M. and Mary's Boy Child, number one this week, 40 years ago. Yeah. Well, that's it. There is no more. Thank you very much for downloading this broadcast and listening to London Taxi Radio. Don't forget, you can also check out londontaxiradio.co.uk. where you will find podcasts from Sean Paul Day and Super Cabby with Cab Chats. And yes, we have SPD on LTR. All right. Yeah, the old tequila, it's strange, it is. It's like clear. Sometimes you get that wine in Chinese restaurants, which is sort of made from rice. It's sort of kind of like that. Although I know the two are totally different, because I think tequila's made from the aguave plant. And I'm not much of a tequila drinker, especially though, you know, where you've got to put salt around the glass, top of the glass, and slam it down in one. Nah, can't be done with that. Remember, keep those doors locked. Do it to them before they do it to you. We're back here next week. Till then, ta-ra.
Good night, and good luck to you all.